Let's go to the second situation, the 76-year-old man with long-standing MF.
Patient is benefiting from ruxolitinib for a long period of time. There are issues with the low red blood cell count and low platelets, but patient is stable. And the issue is the loss of response. No medication really works forever. How do the patients lose the response to ruxolitinib? Either they have a progressive splenomegaly, they have a slow development of anemia or thrombocytopenia after being stable for 2 or 3 years, or the symptoms come back, or sometimes the blasts go up. All of these are possibilities. There is no one pattern, and one leads to another. But the point here is that the loss of response takes time. It's not overnight, and one can see it, and you can optimize the therapy and not say, oh, you are losing response, let's stop the therapy and find something else. There is not much else. Our experience is that the survival of the patients after ruxolitinib is only 14 months. We presented this at the meetings, and it's short. So you optimize the therapy in this particular case, perhaps by adding hydroxyurea. If the blasts go up, you add hypomethylation agents. It's anemia problem, add danazol or erythropoietin. Optimize your care, combine, and make sure that patients is on the therapy as long as there is any benefit.
It's interesting because I remember doing an interview with your colleague, Jorge Cortez, and he presented the exact same scenario. And what I noticed, and we have the same thing here, spleen originally 12 centimeters, goes down to 2, but then when the response is lost, it's still 7, so it's less than what it was in the beginning. Is that kind of an important point for you?
Yes, so the loss is happening, but it's not lost. There is still better than a baseline. You don't judge your response to the best response. You judge your response to the baseline. And the patient is in a process of losing response, so you need to do something about it. Maybe send the patient now to transplant, okay? Or maybe you can add hydroxyurea. You need to do something about it because eventually patient will lose response, and then that will be a very bad situation.